What is liberalism? Liberalism is the identification of the human with the individual. That is a kind of absolute individualism that wants to liberate the human being from all kind of collective identity, from personality. So individual is kind of opposite to personality. Individualism is something that you don't share with anybody. So that is true individual, the individual core. So you are absolutely yourself and nothing else. You don't share your identity with the class, with the estate, with the church, with the race, with the ethnic. So you are absolutely, absolutely reduced to be what you are and nothing else. So it is a kind of liberation. So individualism and liberalism are very linked, in my opinion, because liberalism is a kind of project. It is a historical project, a scenario, a strategy to liberate individual from any kind of collective identity. Liberalism didn't start with Anglo-Saxons, but it has flourished thanks to Anglo-Saxon tradition, and it became a feature of the Anglo-Saxon identity, projected on the United States as well. At the same time, step by step, it became a kind of global, universal pattern. So when this Anglo-Saxon philosophical concept became universal one, all the contradictions included in it became open as well. So now if we compare the old English high style, very ethnically limited understanding, exclusive aristocratic understanding of liberalism, if we compare that with this globalist, very vulgar, mass version of liberalism, we could have a shock, because comparing this paradigm that was ethnically marked with this the process of globalization, of massification, that's horrible. That is the kind of, that inspires the kind of the sense of we deal with something shameful, with something completely opposite to the beauty, to the dignity. So we should not distribute that among everybody else. And being localized, this individualistic attitude being put in the normal limits, it could be very sympathetic and attractive. But projected on the global level, it seems horrible.